transmission.
Hello and welcome, adventurers, to Dungeon Radio Hour, a D&D actual play comedy podcast where lawful good doesn't always mean lawful nice. As always, I'm your host and dungeon master, Dalton Ruscher Riddle, joined once again by our ragtag band of would-be heroes. Introduce yourself, heroes.
I'm Michael Adair.
I'm Alyssa Adair.
And I'm Andrew Gerline.
Well, kids, I don't know if you have noticed this or not.
Wait a second.
And if you have, please be quiet. We don't want to spook them off. We have someone new joining us in the studio today. It is my extreme honor to introduce our guest for this episode.
Guest.
Over 200,000 followers on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitch.
Damn.
Please welcome professional dungeon master and content creator of Questline, Kevin Parr, also known as Dice Cream Sandwich.
Welcome
to the show!
Hey, what up? That was me. Trying to air fart and no one caught it as a preview of my improv skills.
It's fine.
This
it's perfect.
This is incredible. This is like the second episode in a row we've had a guest. Are you, Dalton, are you saying that we're just not good enough anymore?
Yeah,
that's exactly what I'm
okay.
saying.
Okay, no, I get it. It's true.
You need the fucking bump. You need the dice cream bump. It's gonna shoot your numbers to the stars, kids. You didn't have a cocaine problem before. You're about to. That's what success does to you.
I think we've got a lot to learn because Dice Cream, you have a beautiful color-changing microphone.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, that's,
yes.
That's very cool.
It's very
beautiful.
Cheap. It just looks good.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it's not that impressive.
Wow.
Never would have guessed. Never would have guessed. But welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming by and hanging out with us for episode 32 of Dungeon Radio Hour.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Thanks for having me.
So, yeah, thank you. Thank you. We have a little tradition here on the show. Before we jump into the story, we typically take the first 10 minutes or so and give the audience a chance to get to know us a little bit better. Some icebreakers, if you will. So here is the question that I have for all of you today. Picture this. You've all been cryogenically frozen for the last 100 years. And on the day that you wake up, your first question is what?
How many MCU actors have gone to jail? Is the MCU still going on?
My dear God.
How many of them were accused of some sort of assault? There was a lot in my day, but I can imagine that number has grown exponentially.
Phase 19 is here, yes. And this is the one that will be the climax.
But that was just because they tried phases 10 through 17, and the baddie kept having to go to jail for various reasons.
I was going to say, phase 19 is shot completely from a state penitentiary.
Yeah, exactly.
Every scene happens in a jail
cell. Kept trying to build up the next MCU villain, and then, oops, sexual assault charge again.
I just can't stay away. God.
It's just a formula of, like, get MCU role, abuse people.
Yes.
Abuse.
Brings out the worst in people.
So nothing's changed in 100 years, I see.
And they're always the villain. Not. Ironically enough, they're always the antagonists that, like, decide to have a change of character.
And that's what we call a typecast.
Yeah. Exactly.
Very true.
My favorite part of your answer was that you had this wavery old man voice, as if you were still aging in the frozen chamber.
I know. I don't know.
Like, what just happened?
I feel like I would just do that instinctually, just to fuck with people.
Exactly.
This is what we sounded like back in my day.
Yeah, back in the year 2023.
Yes.
Everything came back around. Old time radio.
We all sounded like a dying John Mulaney back in my day.
So this is us waking up 100 years from right now. So it's 2123?
Yes. It's...
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Is that how math works? Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
100
yes.
years,
yes. 21,
Dalton.
21-23.
Has Ash Ketchum finally fucking caught them all yet?
Oh. Yes.
Jesus.
He retired. We talked about this,
question.
What, a month ago? He retired.
Listen.
He's gone on.
People cannot afford to retire in this economy, okay?
It's true. He'll come back out of retirement.
There was a very big missed opportunity of, like, him retiring and, like, giving his hat to Pikachu and him, like, slowly walking away and then a sniper bullet goes...
And Jesse and James are just looking through the scope.
And then just falls flat and Pikachu just looks over and goes, no! A new season of Pokemon like you've never seen before.
Here's the thing. I would watch that.
And then Pikachu's like, yeah, I'll evolve.
Yeah, that's when he chooses to evolve. Yep. Soaked in Ash's blood.
I don't have a question I would ask, but I would, if I'm frozen, then I probably also paid to have my dog cloned. So the first thing I'd ask is, where's my dog who's been dead 20 years before I was frozen?
You think Goose is going to live 80 years during your cryogenical sleep?
I did say cloned, not frozen. So I guess what will happen is she'll be cloned, she'll die, new clone.
Cloned again.
Die, new clone, 100 years later, I have Goose 7, and she's back in my arms.
Hmm. Who's paying for all the cloning while you're cryogenically
frozen? Who's responsible for all of the cloning?
The government. It's the future.
Yeah.
That does sound like something we'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. The government acknowledges the need for pets and is this program.
Everything's been socialized by then.
Mm-hmm. You probably have your own Pokemon by then, to be honest.
Yeah.
Find a way to engineer them in 100 years. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
The way things are going.
That'd be my question. Are Pokemon real? Have we established so far? So the next step, we have this beautiful CGI work in movies, right? And then now we have Oculuses that exist. Have we just somehow been able to create just manifest physical you know what I mean? 3D print, but real things.
It'd probably be what Elon Musk is trying to do with that chip and putting in everyone's brains right now. Yeah. So it'd be this constant AR minority port business going on. So you have your virtual Pokemon. It's not real, but it's digital, but it always is just beside you, like a Tamagotchi that's always
so you
around.
Just play Pokemon Go, but you do it with your eyeyeballs and brain.
But with real life.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just Pokemon Go 24/7.
Yes. Always. Like that Black Mirror episode, but happier.
Right.
Right.
And in your left eye, it's just ads for Postmates and shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's see it's lunchtime.
I'd like to skip the Apple thing.
That thing is
with
bullshit.
The ski goggles. I want it just where it projects onto my iris, you know? I don't, just need two little dots on the side, just
right.
Laser in my eye. That's what I want.
You would rather have a laser in your eye?
I'd rather have laser eyes than AR gogs, you know what I mean?
Although it'd be so interesting because people already complain oh, you go in a public place and everyone's looking down at their phones, but just imagine a bunch of just vacant stares. Just
everyone's just living in their own little VR AR world, but there's no visors anymore.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
It's kind of now though, with everyone looking down though, right?
Mm-hmm. But instead now it's up.
Yeah,
wide it's open up eyes, but no one's looking at each other. Everyone's awkwardly angled in different.
Yeah.
But it's just so much more unsettling because everyone's just not.
Just
blinking.
A bunch of chameleon-ate lizards just looking in different directions but talking to each other.
Yeah, this eye's looking at my bank statement. This one's looking at Pornhub.
That honestly sounds terrifying.
It really does.
I think we've painted an accurate vision of the future, though.
I think
honestly,
we nailed it.
That's where we're heading.
That would be terrifying if you came out of that cryo chamber, you did the Steve Rogers Captain America thing where you burst out of the room and you're going to the downtown section of wherever you are and just a bunch of people just all standing and looking in different directions just talking to each other.
Just a haunting Black Mirror episode.
Creepy. Mm-hmm. Creepy. All on Segways.
On Segways, yeah. Terrifying. Are Segways still there?
They're back.
They came back.
They came back. That's the one
they went away. They went away. They're back now. They're back
both
now.
The Segway and the BlackBerry.
Yeah, everyone's got Game Boy colors and Segways.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you? I love it.
Honestly, when I was thinking of this question, my first instinct was how much land mass is actually left.
Ooh.
All of the melting of the polar ice caps. I'm like, have we adapted to a semi-aquatic society yet?
Like
that's
a Gungan
immediately
world?
Where... Yeah, mm-hmm. That's immediately where
Phantom
my mind
Menace
went.
Phantom Menace land that we're in with the bubble pods underneath the water.
Dude.
Ooh.
It would have to
Kevin
go there
Costner's
after a while.
Water world.
I was waiting for somebody to drop that reference.
Right. You actually, though, bring up a valid point. I think scientists have said where they theorize in 100, 200 years, our daily nutrients, our daily food, you'll see it a lot more aquatic just because it'll be easier to farm that kind of thing because there's just going to be more... water.
Yeah.
and less land. So it's
come
a
get a McAlgae today.
Exactly.
Like, enjoy a nice seaweed salad.
A lot
salad.
More seafood.
Yeah.
People eat seaweed now. I think Dalton eats seaweed, in fact.
But it'll be the easiest thing to
I
farm.
I actually don't. It's disgusting.
Okay, you don't?
But you'll eat it as like part of sushi, right?
No. He just said no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I mean, if it's in sushi, yeah. And I don't like actively realize it's there.
Right. But mm-hmm. I do get it on its own. It's, yeah, not very appetizing. Yeah,
people eat seaweed, rice, mm-hmm. crackers, snacks. You guys are fucking weird. I don't like
that. Fucking Americans.
Just smelly, dried fish paper. What's wrong with you?
Well, it's like fish
jerky. Pull that out during a movie?
Oh, God. The smell that just comes from the pot.
Everyone's got their popcorn and snacks, and someone just...
it's shattering into a million pieces.
The only time I have ever brought seaweed to a movie was when I went to go see The Little Mermaid. I wanted to immerse myself in the experience.
Did you actually do that?
No.
Okay, I don't know, dude.
I brought in sashimi for my screening. That was awkward. Yeah. Just a whole plate of it, just out of a Ziploc bag. It's been in there all day in the hot sun.
Yes.
It wasn't favorable. People didn't like it.
No joke. Mike and I snuck street tacos into a movie just a few weeks ago. Highly
well, that
recommend.
Was just smart.
How?
Purse.
But how?
Purse.
Oh. It stayed together?
I emptied my purse.
See, bring a woman to some of your dates, and you can have whatever food you want in the movie theaters. Okay? That's all you have to do. Or make Cody wear a purse, either way. Mm-hmm. But there's so much room in the purse for all
that'd
kinds
of stuff.
That'd be
dangerous. You'd put your hand in there and just, like, pulled pork and corn yeah. and... slaw. Yeah.
You think they're just loose tacos?
Yeah. I'm imagining
they're not
loose
in wrappers.
Oh, I'm gonna biff it. Oh no.
We asked for individually wrapped ones, so we were those obnoxious people. I'm just slowly pulling it out, and you just hear the wrapping.
Yes.
As I'm unwrapping my tacos.
It was a silent film, also. So
yeah, extra
we went back to like 2014 to see the artist.
Yeah.
No, dude, it was individually wrapped tacos, and we made the entire theater smell like what we wanted to eat that day.
Yep.
And it was amazing.
It was great.
I wouldn't
hate it. Giant ass burritos and street tacos.
Tacos smell fucking great. Way better than seaweed.
I know. If anything, we made people jealous.
It's a valid point. It's valid.
Last time on Dungeon Radio Hour.
Thank you, and welcome to my store. This is Trunkle's Trunkfuls.
But if he is indeed a fae, as he says, we are in very dangerous territory.
Behold the portrait.
Oh.
It's a talking portrait.
It is I, Tompkin O'Thornback.
Tompkin O'Thornback.
Adventurer extraordinaire.
We're actually looking for... a friend of ours.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's...
I dare say the only thing that might help jog my memory is if you each eat another piece of fudge.
And there's a haziness that comes over your eyes, and then all of a sudden things start to blur and go black.
So, groggily, each one of you kind of open up your eyes. You wipe the sleep encrusted away... and you let out large yawns as you stretch, and as you blink and adjust to your surroundings, you recognize that you're still in the shop. However, it looks much different. The whimsical kind of music and the fae aesthetic are completely gone. It's rotted boards and cobwebs. There's no magic items inside. There's no sign of Trunkles whatsoever, but there is a small chest, probably 3 to 4 feet, sitting on the ground away from you.
I'm gonna kill that bastard. I'm gonna kill him when we find that guy. Andrew? I swear I'm gonna search every floorboard in here for Trunkles. I'm gonna wring his neck. He took my half toe. He filled me full of fudge. I was just losing weight.
Hey, but you got free fudge out of it, and you did offer the toe. I don't know why you did it. Honestly, it was a bad trade.
Yeah.
Listen, no, it was not. I got a wand, which I used in against the pixies, which happened on the
well,
Patreon.
Well, then what are you mad about?
I'm mad because I'm...
Why do you want to kill him?
Because he's a charlatan. He was here one day and gone the next.
I like to think of it as like a temporary gentrification. Like, this place looked really nice for like, while we were here, mm-hmm. you know?
And then we leave, it goes to shit, right?
I know, yeah.
It just goes to show you, we just make everything better. And fuck that Trunkles guy, if I see him, I will cut his throat. What's in that chest?
Yeah, that is odd that it's the only thing left. I'm kind of nervous to open it, but also let's open it.
Yeah, let's roll the dice. I say open the chest. I go to open the chest, Dalton.
Cool. As you go to approach the chest, you do see that it is clasped shut with a very heavy padlock.
Alyssa?
Everything's got to have a lock.
Mike, hurry up, bro.
Why?
Do it faster. I mean, like, try it faster. You know what I mean? Like, if you do it faster, it might open.
Okay, right? Sure. Alyssa, do you want to use your wand thingy on this?
I can. I thought you wanted to show off your lockpicking skills, but yeah.
I mean, do I have a lockpick, Dalton?
Yes, you do.
Okay, I have a lockpick. I go in and do-do-do-do-do, fingies, nimble.
Give me a roll.
Nat 20!
Wow, that's amazing. I feel so bad for what I'm about to do.
Oh, no, though. Come on.
So even though you do have a nat 20, as you insert the lockpick into the padlock, you hear this kind of whimsical voice say,
"A friend of me is a friend of thee. Ask them thrice and they'll give you the key."
Does it say who? Ask who?
I don't know to asking what or who. It's a very bad riddle if it's a riddle.
I think it just said a friend of thee is a friend of me. So I think any of our friends counts. If someone we consider a friend is their friend.
What?
But you guys are my friends.
It's true. We're friends with each other.
I hereby ask thee.
Who?
And then I ask thee, please. Open?
Yes, you may. Of course I will open.
Thank you. Mike?
Yes.
No, ask.
Uh-huh.
Me.
Oh, no, okay. You have to... I thought I had to ask thee.
You can ask thee. Ask one of thee. It doesn't have to be thee or me. Just ask one of us.
Open the chest?
Yes.
Absolutely. And good day to you. I bow.
This is not going to work at all.
I don't think this is it.
This is not going to fucking work.
Guys, I think I know the answer.
Do you? Because I thought we just tried the thing that you thought.
No. Andrew thought.
Okay. All right. Oh, go ahead.
Excuse you. I think we got to call a magical friend.
No.
No, we don't. Don't say it. Don't say it.
What do you mean a magical friend?
Like Jeff.
No, I knew it. I knew you were going to say Jeff.
I know. I didn't want to say it because I know you guys don't like talking to him.
I don't want to call Jeff. Also, aren't you a magical friend?
But it says a friend of thee. We collectively are the thee. So it needs to be someone outside of us. And I think Arnold counts too. Sorry,
but
Arnold.
Is Jeff our friend?
I feel like I do also count.
He counts as the thee.
Okay, so but we've established there's outside. No these here, okay?
And he's, well, exactly, because there's no one else in this town. So it needs to be someone that we can talk to. And we know how to talk to Jeff, so I'm just saying. God.
Okay, I guess Mike, pull out a sending stone and call Jeff. Don't make any hard plans, though.
I mean, I'm not going to make plans with Jeff. I know how to deal with Jeff.
Okay, but I feel really bad, though.
As you pull out the sending stone, it looks a little different. There's actually a 37 kind of carved into the top of the stone itself. And as you go to... kind of raise it up to your ear, you hear this.
You have 37 new voice messages.
Oh, God.
First message.
Don't love this.
Hey, guys. Jeff here. Been a while since you guys answered my calls, but I just wanted to let you guys know I got in a brand new pack of Magimon cards.
Next message.
Okay. Hey, guys. It's Jeff here. To be honest, I'm actually just walking through a bad part of town, and I feel a little bit.
Gotta be a delete button on this thing.
Next message.
Dalton, I tried to press the delete
button. Friendship is sort of a two-way street, guys. Hello?
Next message.
Jeff, call me back.
Next message. He's got a point, though, guys. We did bail on him last time.
Hello? Did you answer? I thought I heard...
Next message.
Hey, guys. Not sure if you guys remember me. Jeff from the cave from Waterdeep. Thought we were best friends, but, gosh, it's been like 3 months since I've last talked to you guys. Where even are you these days?
It's been a week at best.
Look, I'm not sure. Get out of the house for a while, okay? My aunt has been crazier than usual lately. No clue what's gotten into her, but, Crudles, I gotta go. We've got a freaking board meeting today, and it's just me and my aunt.
No way they have a board meeting. No way anybody's invested in that shop.
Would you even like to hear the other messages?
No.
No, 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 no.
Delete all.
Voice command, no.
Dear God.
Hold on.
Okay, That was certified.
3 months?
Impossible, I don't think, right? It's been 3 months.
Do you think when you, like, smallify yourself, time goes faster?
Ooh. Wait,
is
wait,
it
wait.
Like an Ant-Man kind of thing?
When Trunkle sent movie. Us below the floorboards, you time went by that fast? It feels like we were there for, like, an hour or two.
I mean, yeah, an afternoon at least. I mean, at most.
I mean, look, last time we came here, those bushes out front, they were pretty trim. I walk towards the window, and I look out at those same bushes.
Yeah, you walk out towards the window, and the bushes that were in some form of kept are now overgrown, and you can tell that some of the leaves have started to die. They're not the lush green that they were Ooh. When you first walked into the shop.
Either time has passed or it's winter down below, if you know what I'm saying. No. That's a big bush.
Poor Jeff. We bailed on karaoke, and then we missed all of his messages.
Did anybody actually say, absolutely, we'll be at karaoke?
I think Alyssa made hard plans. I think we
I
all felt bad.
I cannot recall at this time.
Yeah, it probably was you, and I tell you not to indulge him, okay?
Listen,
this is why he keeps calling.
Well, here, call it. We'll call him now. We need him anyway.
All right. I feel like I'm opening a can of worms. I swipe right.
We'll keep it fast. We'll keep it fast.
You sure are.
I call Jeff.
Tell him we're all out of minutes, like when you start.
Mm-hmm. I'm calling Jeff.
Hello? Mike?
Hey, Jeff?
Alyssa? Yeah. Andrew?
Yeah. Oh,
holy crap, you guys! I thought you'd never call me back. What's
I know. Crazy, right? Well, here's the thing, Jeff. We went through some sort of, I don't know, time distortion field
a
or something.
Time distortion.
You know, the classic time distortion. We didn't know where we were.
Right. Time went by really quickly. We were miniaturized or smallified, as some people say. And, you know, that's why we couldn't get the messages. Yeah. Bad service.
Our phone was at 2%. We only wanted to save it for
emergencies. Oh, also, it's still at 2%. So, and we're running out of minutes. We don't have any time minutes.
Okay, well, before you go, where are you guys? I mean, I'm just trying to meet up with you guys.
We're in a dilapidated building near a pond.
That's
you know
about
that?
All we got, Jeff.
Have you heard of it?
Guys, we don't have time to talk to Jeff. We gotta find Dalton. It's already been 3 months.
Dude, we need Jeff to open the lock.
Oh, you need something to open a lock? Oh, I guess you probably need one of those spells that requires me to send it through a phone. Some sort of the friend me sort of spell. So
that sounds
yeah,
cool.
I mean, yeah, Jeff, you oddly hit the nail on the head.
And then lasers come out of the phone.
No, lasers?
That's not how it works.
No, lasers do not come out of the phone. Absolutely
work?
Not. Okay, so.
I love that, though. It just burns the lock off.
Mike, you take the sending stone over to the lock.
Okay.
And you ask Jeff, you read the poem back to Jeff, and then Jeff says some magic words, and the lock clicks and falls open.
All right.
Let's
well,
open that up.
I heard it open, but do you guys want to stay on the phone and talk for a while?
Going through a tunnel, Jeff, and I hang up on him. Okay. And I go to the chest and I open it.
Cool. So you open the chest and you find a plate of fudge. You find 4 health potions, and then you find a bag of holding.
Dude really likes his fudge.
Yeah.
All right.
He was really into it. He kept pushing the fudge.
All right.
You know,
guys,
I hope
okay.
he follows his passion. That's all.
Right? I appreciate the fudge. Weird guy, but cool. But we need to move on. We don't know how much time has passed. Dalton could be miles away.
I think we have some indicator. I think about 3 months.
Yeah, Dalton's long gone. I mean, but if he passed through Thunder Tree, maybe we can at least pass through there and ask the locals if they've seen him in the last few months or weeks, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, we gotta get going because I'm just scared we're gonna be so far behind him.
Well, yeah, we're not gonna stay here.
Okay.
In the dilapidated house.
I was just saying, you like to play with
the
toys.
I could see, okay, if we take out that wall over there, though, like, I could see this being a nice open sort of floor plan, you know? You put some art deco in there. I think it would look really nice.
I think you're seeing something that isn't there. I think these are bad bones. That's why Trunkle's kind of left it.
I think
you know
you've watched
I mean?
Too much HGTV.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes
right,
you think anything's
tree.
A fixer-upper. Yes, let's go.
All right, let's go to Thunder.
Okay, cool. So the 3 of you, I guess 4 of you with Arnold, exit out of the shop. And as you exit out into the trade road and you see the Force of Trepidation off in the distance, you do see that time has definitely passed. We are going into fall. You were in the middle of a nice, green, lush summer. Things have started to turn as far as the leaves are concerned. Things are starting to fall off. It's a little cooler on the air. And you continue to follow the trade road until a village comes into view, a village that you can assume is Thunder Tree, based on what both Schlappy and Gertrude told you as far as its location compared to the Force of Trepidation. As you get closer to the gates, you do see an individual kind of sulking outside of the gates. And Kev, do you want to describe your character for the group?
Okie dokie. So you see a aqua-skinned triton, fishman skin. It's got like spines and gills on his neck. Has this kind of sort of slender black seaweed-like hair braid from the top that kind of has like shaved sides and a big, huge body of long, wet hair that goes down past the shoulders in the back, has kind of like this seashell pauldron on his side, this captain's blue dark navy captain's jacket with the sleeves kind of ripped off and a high collar that kind of drapes down like a long coat, past these almost leather cargo looking pants, a lot of compartments and pockets for various weapons and little trinkets and things like that. And the pants kind of cut off past the knees, almost like leather flint plants, let's say. And they don't have any, like, visible weapons on them. Just, like, belts and compartments for components and things like that. And some various necklaces of, like, seashells and other various trinkets along their neckline. Sort of black pupils. And they have leather gloves that are fingerless as well around their the middle of their palms. And, yeah, they are apparently by the entrance sulking, is what I've been told.
But now I'm imagining him sitting in a tub of water to keep moist. But I'm sure I'll ask that later.
But I don't know if that kind of character can look at, like, he looks cool like sulking, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
He's just
cool.
Aloof, that's all
you guys
is.
Just aloof. So I don't cool. want to be insensitive, but there's a you guys see that fish guy right there?
Yeah,
he looks kind of cool and fun. Look at all his shells.
He does. Let's not interact with him at all and just keep going because we have a time crunch with Dalton.
Oh, we can ask him if he's seen Dalton.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay.
You should be asking everyone.
You're right. What do we call it? Okay.
You know what? Later we can make posters, maybe.
Yeah.
Like little help or like lost puppy.
Can we also make that blog we've been talking about? I really, yeah. I am serious. When we get back to Earth, I want to start mm-hmm. that blog with you guys.
We'll circle back to the blog.
Okay.
Excuse me, fish person.
Excuse me.
No, that's probably
appropriate.
Oh,
no. You hurt his feelings.
Oh, no. Oh, what's wrong? Oh, no.
Go apologize to him, man. What are you doing?
Is it something Andrew did? Oh, my gosh. What's
no, I,
wrong,
I
buddy?
Didn't do anything. Sir, hi, friend. My name's Andrew. I'll give you my real name. I usually don't trust people, but I'm trying to change for the better.
I'm sorry. I'm leaking from every orifice. I'm sorry. Oh, it's okay. Just been okay. A tough day, you know?
Oh. I am too. Has it's it, a hot autumn really? Day.
Man, what's going on with your day?
Yeah, tell us about it.
Sorry, I don't think I've seen you around Thunder Tree before. Who are you?
Missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
Missionaries. For
the Church of
TLC channel.
TLC.
Mm-hmm.
TLC channel. What God do they prize for?
Just the worst of society, showing it in all its aspects. It's really unwatchable, but you can't stop.
Stands for the lost children, because everyone is lost on their path.
Exactly. It's a church open to all. We believe in various deities like the 600-pound sisters,
hoarders.
Exactly.
The two-headed one, what were they called?
No, that was Abby and Brittany, I think.
Abby and Brittany are gods, Abby and Brittany.
Strange acolyte names, but yes, all right.
Yeah, there's a lot of gods in the roster, so you know what, we'll fill you in later. Anyway,
you might want to be careful. The town Thundertree's been overrun by goblins. There was a portal that opened up recently, and just all these creepy crawlies came pouring out. I've been assigned as the town's protector from my land, from the Plane of Water, and I was just 2 days away from completion, and all these things started just bursting out of everywhere, and there's only so much I can do, and it's just a loss. It's been a long day. It's been a long freaking week, to be honest. Just kind of had a bad time. I'm sorry. You can leave. You can just not interact with me at all. Just go on about your adventure, and I'll be nothing to what you're experiencing right now. I apologize.
No. Oh, no. Well, we at the Church of TLC believe that it is our duty as missionaries to help anyone out in need. And, sir, if I may call you sir, you know, this is, it looks like you're in need. And we'd love to be of service to you. Also, have you seen anybody mustache, toned muscular, tanned, about 5'5", 5'4", something like that?
Probably bloody and shirtless.
Bloody, shirtless, no sleeves, no shirt.
Bloody, shirtless, mustache.
This describes every single person who lives here.
It's
a very
well-maintained
popular look, I will say. It's kind of narrowed it down a little. There's a lot of people in Thundertree have lots of mustaches. It's kind of a weird trend that they had. It's true. A lot of the goblins even took to it. They're wearing mustaches. Some of them can't grow hair, so they're just like gluing things on their little
That's
lips.
True.
It's very weird. I don't understand it myself.
Very thick thighs. Very well-defined thighs.
Mm-hmm. What was the name again?
Dalton.
Oh...
He kind of sounded like this. He sounded a little bit like this.
But he may have been pew-pewing some magic we've been hearing lately.
Yeah,
there was, that's kind of funny you say that. There was some person that was here not that long ago that came into our midst. He was a nice drinking guy, to be honest. Lost a lot, but was, not, you know, stuck to his own guns. But there's some drow came out of some big-ass purple portal looking for him, and...
Oh.
A bunch of spiders and goblins came out. They took over the region. I've tried to defend it as much as I can.
They took over the region?
Yes, this whole Thunder Tree. They're locked in tight in there. There's some big bugbear who's calling the shots, and he punched me in the face quite a few times.
Wow.
They kind of overrun me. I've got a few resistance fighters in there, but man, today I couldn't handle it. One of them came up to me and was like, Les Paul, what are we going to do? And I was like, oh, I have all the answers. Just hold on. Let me come up with another plan that's going to fail and make everyone miserable. And I didn't say that, obviously, because they need to believe that I can lead them.
Of course.
I can finally get into the Crimson Tide and hold my head up high, and my father will stop calling me a stupid little fish man. And sorry, you don't need to hear all this.
No wonder you were upset when Mike called you a fish boy. Oh,
I know. It's opening up some old wounds.
I said fish person.
We're sorry.
It's fine.
Either way.
It's fine, not a lot of people know about the Tritons. We're one of the first defenses against evil and monstrous beings. We're the reason all the creepy crawlies are kind of out on the surface, because we, like, drove them out of the Plane of Water, like, thousands of years ago. We're the reason, like, beholders and everything, and I think some people hold a tiny bit of it. But anyway, it's not a history lesson. I need help with this fucking town so I can leave and go back to my home. All right?
Right.
Very close to completing this. It was nice. We were just hanging out. We were doing each other's nails. It was a very nice place. And then all of a sudden, these spiders and goblins come out. They take everything over. And my resistance fighters are okay. There are a lot of locals. Do you have fighting prowess at all?
Well,
I mean,
we've killed a few of these guys that you're talking about on accident.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they took over your town. I think your forces sound very weak, to be honest.
Well, you know, it kind of happened when I was sleeping in one morning. You know, I was on
Can't do that.
You know, I had a few too many drinks with Dalton. And
sounds like your fault, if I'm being honest.
Listen, I've been wrestling with this for like a week. I don't really need it from the Church of TLC, Smigamdi, whatever you call yourselves, all right?
We don't mean to pile on. Les Paul, did you say?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Les Paul's your name?
Mm.
Yes, self-appointed. I hate my Triton name.
Where'd you get it, though, the name?
The name?
Like, how'd you think it up?
Yeah.
There was a time when I was like, I want to brawl, and I thought maybe I could just be called, like, I want to brawl, because I, like, really put, like, the fear of God in people, but then people said that'd be weird if you were called I want to brawl.
So I did my bard friend had a guitar that was made by someone called Les Paul. I'm like, that sounds more elvish. That sounds more fancy.
Oh, I see.
More elevated, you know?
Yeah. I like that.
I like it a lot.
But I also liked it if you had called yourself an entire sentence. That's unique. That's cool. Usually people try to shorten it down to one word.
No, it'd be a great excuse to get into scraps all the time if I'm just like hanging out in a restaurant, you know, everything's calm. And someone's like, hey, I want a brawl. And I'm like, I do too. And then I just like, who's ever near
that. That's my name.
It's just an automatic way to just get things done in that regard.
You know? I like your style, Les. You know what? Mm-hmm. We were just going to blow through this town on the search for our buddy and also missionary work, like we said. But now I'm thinking we stop and we take another detour from finding our friend, and maybe we
haven't taken very many, and I for one would like to start doing more detours. I mean, it
sounds like Dalton.
Well, you're trying to find your friend Dalton, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal, Les. We've actually been here for a few months now looking for our friend, and we've actually been dealing with these purple portal things the whole time. Mm-hmm. We think they have him. So look, you seem overwhelmed here. And I'm not saying this is your fault, but yes, we can help you out. Mm-hmm. But don't you think, what's the situation here? Is there a stronghold in the city?
Yeah, well, they've got a base of operations. Like I said, they've got a few of these goblin henchmen running around. They've got that bugbear that's kind of leading them. I don't know if that drow is still around. His magic was very, very strong. Very overpowering. I know you had your little snickety-dickety thing about killing goblins and whatnot. Yes, they're little pawns. They're very easy to smack around, but not this guy, all right? He came in with his crazy David Blaine magic show and just blinded me and came in with, like, fucking giant spiders. And I don't know if you fought many giant spiders, but they're hard to kill. There's vast,
we've killed
lots of fucking legs, and it's not as easy as one would think for a little fish.
I didn't mean to imply it was easy. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry.
Preach into the choir.
Hey, it's not. It's really hard. It was really hard.
I have problem dealing with my emotions. I apologize. Well,
what Andrew, I think, is trying to say is for us, this would be like killing two birds with one stone, if you've ever heard that kind of phrase. We don't like these guys either, and it sounds like you also have information on Dalton, so I think we can help each other out.
Yes, that would be very much appreciated. I could use all the help I can get. You know, like the resistance group, like the nice guys, you know, like they mean well, but you know, you kind of like give them a weapon and like go here, and they go, and they just run into each other, and they fall over, and they trip over. There's some archers that are really handy, they can aim well. So, it's a bit of a plan. One of them is, as a magic user, has the ability to cast Wall of Stone. So, you know, maybe if there's a way we can kind of infiltrate into the town, get unseen, we could try to corral where most of the goblin henchmen are. Maybe I can tell my troops they can put up a wall of stone to kind of cobble the goblins in one spot.
Yeah.
Signal the archers to light them on fire with some fire arrows of some kind. That may draw out the bugbear, which is pretty formidable. That's where you might have to come in and help me take that motherfucking fairy bitch down. But
yeah,
I think we can do it if we work all together.
I think we can do it too. Hey, real quick, Church. Let's go here. Let's have a huddle over here to the side.
A prayer meeting just over here.
Yeah,
if you don't practice, no offense, you can't partake.
What time is it? 4:30 every day at 4:30 we have to pray towards the eastern sun.
Mm-hmm.
As is our thing.
Yeah,
which 4:30, one? You said a few.
3:30 central.
Is it all of them at once? That's a long
time. All of them at once. General prayer. General prayer. Sending it out to all the deities. You know what I mean?
All right. I'll be right over here if you need me.
Out of your shot, preferably.
Yeah, just right here.
Yep.
Right over here.
So we're fighting. That's the thing.
We're gonna fight.
It sounds like there's armies in there. I'm thinking, I'm more of a diversion trap sort of guy. I mean, there's only four of us.
I'm more of an artist, really. Yeah. A storyteller. I if this were a war on our planet, I wouldn't observe, I guess. I'd be a pacifist.
Okay, but these are the same people who imprisoned Dalton and who have been following us.
Sure.
I think we need to take them
down. Who brought us here, really?
Yeah.
Let's just say, I think we're going to be able to take these guys out pretty easy.
Exactly.
But if the heat gets turned on too much, abandon the town and keep going, none of our business, really. Not our problem.
Arnold, you're a knight. I mean, you've been in battles. What's your take on the situation?
well, my oath compels me to help wherever help is needed, and it seems that help is needed here by Sir Paul and the rest of the village.
Right, but there's help needed everywhere, right? It's like, how do you choose who to help, you know?
We choose the ones that come to us.
We came
here. It is not coincidence that we have ran into this today.
But we walked here.
Sir Andrew, your journey with Lady Alyssa and Michael is to find your friend Sir Dalton.
Sure.
I love how you've Sir Dalton, you've never even met him, and Mike is just Michael, and you've known him for months.
I did notice, I wasn't going to point it out, you've knighted everybody just honorarily, except me.
It's official. That's okay. It's officially.
Please do not take offense, I'm a very good judge of character.
All right. You know what? That the Boy Scout so routine is starting to really piss me off, and I thought we were friends. We sang a song.
We are not. We are not friends. We are compatriots.
I will remember
we
this.
We are acquaintances. We are co-workers at best.
Hey, I'll remember this when we're in the shit, okay? When Charlie's coming down from the fucking trees, I won't have your back, all right? Arrows in your fucking spine for all I care, all right? Hey, I stopped you from being a parrot to being a giant, freaky-looking parrot dude. Now you have legs.
Arnold, Mike, okay, tensions are high. We are probably going to die with our fishiest guy. He smells. Can I just say, I don't want to say it in front of him.
Yeah,
he
I
smells
know, he
like
smells.
Fish.
He is literally
fish.
Right there.
He can't hear us, man. He can't hear us.
There's no way he can
it's
hear
very
us. There's
hot
no
today,
way.
I'm sorry.
See?
No. No,
it's okay.
Guy.
We're talking about somebody else.
It's a problem. Yeah, we're talking trying about... to find a cure. It's very, very hard to find something that can block.
No, you smell great, man. This, it's
but
normal.
But there is
how
a cure.
I don't know. That's another side quest for another time.
Yeah, it's normal.
Yes, but anyway, we good. At the church have decided to help. So, what do you? You've already assessed the whole situation. Mm-hmm. So you're thinking we need to sneak inside.
That's correct. We need to get in sight unseen. Reconnect with the resistance group. Try to corral. Maybe it would. I know that the goblins, they change watch from day to night. During that change, we could try to ambush them, set up the wall of stone, get them all in one spot, hail down the fiery wrath of the TLC gods, and then as they're running around with all their hairs and their mustaches on fire, which is just kind of made up of other people's hair.
Right,
we can hopefully bring out Grack, I think his name is, bugbear leader of the garrison.
Grack.
You guys help me take him out. That should clean out the rest of them there. And then we can try to see where that weird purple portal man thing took your friend Dalton.
You are a man with
love
a plan, Les, and I feel a lot of confidence in you. You guys feeling that? I feel inspired.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of.
You appreciate it.
Just kind
of. It's 4:30 now, so we're waiting for the changing of the guard.
Which happens at 4:31, so guys, places.
No, he said at night. He said at night.
Yes, the day guards will change into the night guards.
Yeah.
Of course,
so
as they do.
Let's get some papooses, or whatever's good around here, and chill out.
Yes, but you might want to, TLC talk, maybe, just a tiny bit down a little bit. You know, just turn down that volume.
So you heard everything.
Well, just a little bit. Well, you introduced yourself as a TLC squad, so, you know, just go on.
Right. But do people not like to be converted here? Is that the problem? Or
well, you know, it's a bunch of rambunctious goblins and a crazy bugbear that have secured this town, and it's pretty desolated, so I think they're just using this base of operations to hold on to things for a while. I don't know.
Okay.
The drow, I can't remember what his name was.
Neznar? Does that sound familiar?
Yes. Yes, that's right. Yes.
Neznar.
Nezzy. I already got a nickname for him.
So I won't be able to complete my freaking mission here and get back to the plane of water until I secure this town and bring back some proof.
So you're not here, so you may not know, but is there some sort of object or reason that they would come to Thunder Tree?
There's no one fucking comes to Thunder Tree. It's one of the reasons I picked it to defend. I figured, you know, if I can, wouldn't have to do much work, and then I can get my own little badge and go back home. So, I don't know. That guy came out of the purple portal, found that Dalton person, put some weird collared thing on him. He fought a good fight. I mean, I tried to join in on it, but...
You did see Dalton?
Yes.
He said that a couple of times now, I think.
Well, fucking sorry, I was going through it. Sometimes it's about me, not you, you know? I was kind of introspectual and going through something.
I get it.
It takes a while to come out of these emotional outbursts, you know? I had to center myself.
Did ask you a question directly, though, and you gave us a long preamble, a lot of history of the town we didn't need. You know what I mean? I like quick, actionable sentences. And you just go on and on and on.
No, don't listen to him.
I'm sorry.
You were feeling your feelings, and that is valid.
Yeah, okay? It's okay. I'm sorry.
It's much better than bottling them up.
I appreciate you. I see you.
I'm sorry, I've been small for too long. We were smallified. I don't know if I mentioned that. We're supposed to be burning time.
You were small and your patience was small as well. I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
But, okay, you saw them take Dalton with a colored thing? They put something on him?
There was some metallic object around his neck.
Oh, no.
I don't really know what it did or what. We were, you know, he was putting up a good fight, but eventually he put something on his neck. They told the guards to stay here, keep the town off, and this Nazar guy just, like, leveled buildings and just changed the whole topography of the entire landscape and just left his garrison here with that big furry bitch to take things on. I tried to, I took him on. It didn't work out. It doesn't matter. We don't have to go through that. Short, actionable sentences, right? Let's go into the town and let's just be quick about it so we can get the fuck out of here, okay?
Yeah, I like it. Yes. I like it.
Right, hands in.
Hands in, guys. Or fins, or whatever you have that's slimy.
It's a bit of
wings. Or feathers.
Or feathers.
Okay, on three. We do this as fast as possible so we can get back home. Ready? One, two, three.
We do this as fast as possible.
Just a big wet slop just goes on top of everything.
And now what's that? An incoming transmission from a strange new world. From planet Earth. This transmission comes from a real life sponsor.
I gotta get ready for battle, and that means these figs gots to get painted.
Now we're gonna need a round brush here. Hold it gently. And we're just going to put a little smile on his face right there.
A smile? I want my soldiers covered in blood and dirt. They need to be hardened from the horrors of war.
And now we have a nice, friendly, little barbarian. Owen, would you look at that? He's got cupcakes for everyone. Bet they're baked with love.
Attention! We've got a war coming, and we need an army stat!
Oops, spilled a touch of pink on his battle axe. No worries, just a happy little accident.
Bob Ross is really screwing up here, sir. He's got half of our men baking quiches.
Fall in line, you hip-wearing hippie! You think these wimpy soldiers are gonna cut it? Pathetic! Forget your granny's paint set. Turn those dull gray minifigs into bloodthirsty beasts with the army painter!
Wow!
With 124 different colors to choose from, our elite and highly pigmented war paint is the best in the industry. Rain death on your enemies at lightning speed with airbrush and spray sets. Employ instant explosive coverage with quick shade washes. Even control the battlefield with terrain and character bases.
No way! With that much detail, my character's gonna be the top of the table! But I've got a whole army to paint. How am I going to do it in time for battle?
Chin up, soldier! With speed paint, you can paint your soldiers at breakneck speed. With shadow, mid-tone, and highlights all in one coat. Now drop and paint me 50.
Wow, I just painted my entire orc army in no time. Now I have time to paint my secret weapon.
Spend more time gaming and less time painting with the Army Painter. See more and pre-order Speed Paint 2.0 at thearmypainter.com!
Now back to our regularly scheduled programming.
So, you guys follow Les Paul into the town of Thunder Tree, and each of his steps makes a small squish as it impacts the earth underneath him. And just like he described to you, this entire town's structure has been altered.
The windows are boarded up. There are some buildings that have been completely leveled. You pass through the town square, and there's this huge scorching burn mark right in the center. And as you pass by, you see a notice board. And everybody, Andrew, Mike, Alyssa, give me perception checks.
18.
12.
There are wanted posters hung on this notice board. They are crudely drawn. And at first, you don't quite recognize them until you get to the fourth one. And the fourth one is the image of an anthropomorphic parrot. And then you immediately recognize that the other three are crudely attempted drawings of you.
Oh, God. Guys, they've got trading cards of us.
That's
word of
pretty
our
cool.
Adventures must be spreading across
I
the
mean,
realms.
A sign yes. that we've made it, right? That's pretty cool.
That's pretty
Wait,
awesome.
That's supposed to be you?
What is? Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. Wanted. They oh. they want us because we're so famous.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, no. there's yeah. Andrew yeah, and his yeah. boyish face yeah. is
just
off.
Think they put up, maybe if you were more important, they put a better artist on. So that's fine. You know, you're probably.
I mean, you are right. They made Andrew's head much bigger than it is in real life.
I think that's
I know.
Right.
It's. I have a small head. I have a small head. But what does this whole dead or alive thing mean?
It means they'll take you in dead or alive. Most likely dead.
Yeah, we're just gonna rip those off.
From my experience, it never means anything good.
Okay, what are the charges here? Let me just read these. Let's see. Wanted for...
aiding and abetting a criminal.
I don't think
they I
can...
mean...
Do they have any That's hard it? Evidence of that?
That's Murder. A misdemeanor.
That one that one was us. That one was us.
Self-defense. Oh, yeah.
I mean, everyone knows
in
this
entering.
Fucking town in this whole entire
Breaking
world.
And entering
it's
is
kind
fair.
Of a way of life, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not like a cop, are you, Len?
I don't think he's...
not necessarily. I'm trying to get into the honor guard of the Triton
fish
Kingdom.
Cop.
And, yes, a bit of a fish cop. If you
well,
want
I
to
think,
say that.
You know what?
Fish cop.
If you help us today, we have connections over there. We can give you recommendation to be the new commander of whatever you said.
Or a lower station. I
you have connections to the Triton Kingdom and the Plane of Water.
Yeah, I do. I pull out my water bow, and I draw it back, and I fire it at the wall where Arnold's wanted poster is.
Well, you do so, and as you let loose your arrow of concentrated water, it makes an icy impact and frosts over the wanted poster that has Arnold's
Do
face
I believe
on it.
Him?
Do you want me to roll a deception for it?
Yeah,
at least.
Andrew, roll deception, and let's go.
You just showed
Deb,
him.
You
just showed him water and said, "Of course, I have connections
okay.
to the water." Place.
I got a 16 plus 1, 17.
Okay, give Quick me a contestant roll.
That's 14 for me.
You do believe him?
Holy shit! The fucking Triton Kingdom's got agents everywhere. This is why, you see, no, this is why I want to get on the inside, right? Because the Crimson Tide is like the honor guard for the king,
yeah.
right? So
of
they're
course
privy
it is.
To a lot of crazy secret shit that the normal people, the normal guards, don't ever get to see. That's why
totally.
I'm trying to prove myself and go through these passages of right and get in their inside track. So, man, good kudos for
Great
you. Good
break
job.
Room,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. And for the record,
nice.
I look like this because I'm not a Triton. I'm sort of like a temp in the world. But, you know, they hire people to sort of help out, an intern, if you will. But I've got the connections. I know the people. And you are on the roster, my friend.
Well,
if you can just
damn.
Get us
I knew
here.
They'd be looking after my prowess out here. They'd have never forgotten me because usually they're like, oh, let's go patrol out in the high grounds. Oh, let's go patrol out in the surface world. We need to map more of these regions and stuff. And I go, okay. And they just leave me for months at a time. But I knew they weren't just trying to get rid of me. I knew that it was for a reason. I knew that it was for something very, very, very top secret. And you are backing up my
test.
It was a test, man.
You are led right. into the tavern by Les, and one thing that you have noticed since coming into the town of Thunder Tree that goblins are everywhere, patrolling the streets, interacting with some of the villagers, harassing them, accosting them. But inside of the tavern itself, it is goblin-free. Somehow they have been able to keep this a goblin-free zone. It's one of the last real havens for the villagers of Thunder Tree itself. And like I said, it's where Les has brought in his band of fighters.
My friends! And I was going to put my hands up, not knowing what state they're in, because I feel like I've had a lot of plans that have not gone very well lately.
It's Les! He didn't leave us! He's back!
Yeah, of course! I wouldn't leave you, my friends! I'm here to the very end of the day. There may be times when I leave crying, and I leave for like 8 hours and then come back, but like, I never leave you.
I knew you were just having an emotional crisis. Welcome back, my friend.
Yes, and then we just, like, grab each other by the forearms, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, this very warrior-like embrace.
Meet my new friends here. Met them on the road. They're going to help us with our plan tonight. And this is, like, the 10th plan, but I've got a good feeling about this plan. I feel like this one's going to be the one. Here, meet from the acolytes from the TLC religion.
TLC?
Yes. Apparently many gods. I haven't heard of them, but I haven't heard of any gods.
I've never heard. Well, any friend of Les is a friend of mine. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Freedom Fighters here.
Good day to you. Good day to you.
Yes, good day to you.
Everybody needs a little TLC. Hi. Good day.
Do I have to shake hands with all of you? How many people are here? 1, 2, 3.
How many people are here and how many people are moist? That's what I want to know. That's what Mike would want
to
know.
You know what? I'm going to give a wave to everyone.
I'll give
Hi.
A wave.
Cool. You give a wave. There's probably about 18 people gathered here in this inn.
Okay.
Dude, I'm feeling good about this. Normally, it's just the three of us against whatever.
We got a little bit of manpower. It seems a lot of them are drunk and belligerent. But
that could work in our favor. We're always drunk and we're always belligerent.
Yeah, right. This is what I'm talking about. This is what they need to feel good about themselves. So just kind of go with it. The coordination's
You gotta raise morale. Yeah, I get it.
But is everyone ready for an uprising?
Woohoo! Guys, who's ready for an uprising?
Yay!
Oh, it's a good day for an uprising, right? Another round on us!
You know what? I woke up.
Another round!
I woke up this morning, I was like, rebellion. Sounds great to me.
Yeah,
anyone else? Rebellion?
No. Oh, yeah. Seconded rebellion.
Who wants some rebellion? All right.
What's the mood in the pub, Dalton, in the town?
The mood in the pub is very, very drunk. Everybody is three sheets to the wind.
Sure.
If you wanted to get a serious action out of them, it's gonna take some coercion.
Okay, coercion, coercion.
Coercion, coercion, coercion.
Cool.
We gotta sober these bitches up. Because we're gonna survive. They need to be sober.
I don't know. I feel like them being kind of drunk is good for us, right? It's like when you crash your car and you don't stiffen your body, right? You don't know what you're getting into, so you don't die immediately. Like one of those kinds of principles. Let's get them just sober enough so they can walk into the battle. Like that level of sober.
Right, maybe without fear.
Let's change that to some coffees. I look at the bartender. Let's get them, coffees.
Cafe.
Excuse me.
What?
What land do you hail from, sir? What the fuck was that?
That's talking about the black sludgy stuff that makes everyone really irritable and a bit full of anxiety. That stuff. I mean, you could try to sober them up if you like. I mean, well, we'll see what happens. Yes, just go fix that, please. We got to straighten up a little bit. I think.
Tell them it's shots. I don't think they'll notice at this point.
Well, it's just, the whole town got decimated by a creepy drow with a purple fucking hole in the air with a bunch of spiders and goblins. It's the only way they can really cope. Some of the families are gone. Some of the children are gone.
Oh, God.
Some of the
their children are dead?
Hey,
all of their kids are dead?
Hey.
We're fighting for the good fight, so make sure we make the deaths not go down in vain.
Sorry.
Yes.
Yes!
Try doing that,
but they are
so
dead.
It's really hard to get on the good side. It's just winds up being a lot of crying.
Okay.
It's a lot of emotional anguish to put on oneself. Hence, what road I
If you on. Will excuse me, Sir Paul, what are your plans exactly for this ambush?
Well, we were kind of going it over earlier. Jim, was it? And just looking over at the guy who has these sort of stone inlaid gloves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Jim over here has the ability to cast Wolf Stone. There was a couple of times when we tried to ambush somebody, but he couldn't just underperform a little bit, all right? He had like one stone up, but couldn't get all five stones up. It's fine, it happens to people. It happens all the time. Okay. It's not his fault. He's a good guy. But we get him to cast the Wall of Stone around where these goblins are calling the base of operations. So we're going to do that when the guard has changed, right, Jim?
Yeah, I can do it this time. I promise. I won't mess up.
Oh,
I
God,
won't.
Jim,
I'm
how many?
So sorry.
It's fine, Jim. It's okay. It's okay. No, I know. It's fine. Guys.
Oh, God.
Just a little bit. Maybe you want to say something to make him feel like he can do his job.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Dalton, if I can, I'm going to... Shit. I got something for this as a bard. I'm going to make an impassioned speech.
Okay.
Have you used your microphone ever?
No. Okay, yeah. No, I'm just going to make just a general impassioned speech, which falls under the bard stuff. I pull out my magical microphone... which I always use.
Oh my God.
And I find some sort of little platform, or if there's no platform.
You get up on the bar.
I get up on the bar. And I say, hello, people of... What's this town?
Thunder Tree.
Thunder Tree. I don't think that's it. Hello, people of Thunder Tree. Hello, people of Thunder Tree.
Hello.
I understand.
Hello.
I understand your town is under duress. Many of your children and loved ones have died. But...
That's right.
They're all gone.
No. But we're just focus on this next part. Not in vain. We are here from the Church of TLC. And let me tell you...
Who's that?
Okay, hold on. I'm getting to it. Let me tell you, don't interrupt the impassioned speech. Really takes a lot of the steam out of it. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about... Season 1 of 90 Day Fiancé. Now, there are a lot of men who could not find a woman to have sex with or marry them, much less...
Take off your top!
What I'm saying is, sometimes the night looks dark and there is no hope. But oh, what's there on the horizon? A glimmer. We can take back Thunder Tree. This is your home! Okay, have some agency, take up arms, and we will storm into battle and take back your home. What say ye?
Ah!
All right.
Mike, give me a performance check with advantage, sir.
All right, lucky feet. lucky feet. Son of a bitch. Lucky feet, hold on.
Oh my God, did you do
it? Was worse, it was worse. That's 2 of 3.
Two of three.
Okay, lucky feet. And here it is. Performance 19.
Oh my God.
Yes.
All of that for a 19.
Hey, 19 though. It was going to be much worse.
So with your 19 and the altered state of and the level of drunkenness for all of the freedom fighters here inside of the inn, there is a unanimous like as they take up arms and pledge them to this new plan by Les Paul.
Yes. Okay.
There we go. Hey, you wanted an army.
Well done, my friend. Well done.
Thank you.
Church of TLC. What a harrowing tale. If you got any more books or reading material from any of these passages. Let me know.
We have pamphlets, and I'd be happy to give you some once the bloodshed is over.
Yes, of course, sure.
And yeah. Yeah.
Of course. But I think we just have to sneak in, and then our main goal is protect this wall-making man. What was your name again?
My name?
Yes.
Yeah.
My name is Bradley.
Oh, shit. I was calling him Jim this whole time. That's embarrassing.
Oh, God.
It's... It's Jim Bradley. It's
Jim Bradley.
Jim Bradley. Jim Bradley.
Well, strong what? Name, Jim Bradley.
He's the most drunk most of the time. He's been saying a different name every day. It's kind of hard to call
yeah,
on.
Yeah, he's really swaying.
Like, hey, Jim, do the Wall of Stone. He's like, I'm Bradley. I'm Cameron. It's like, fuck, give me a name.
Sometimes I'm Steven.
Right, well, Jim, or Bradley, you've got a very important job. So here's what I want you to do. I slide him a few of the sludgy brown coffee shots that the guy seemed confused about. And I'm like, hey, you know what? Clink glasses with me. You have a very important job in this fight. You're our... Think of yourself as a Paul Revere figure, right? Let's down a... it doesn't matter. Let's down a few of these... And let's get you sobered up just enough so you can stand, and then we're gonna go into the shit, okay?
Yes.
All right. I knock back some coffee, hoping he'll just follow my lead.
Jim Bradley also picks up his black sludgy ooze cup and knocks back a couple of shots of coffee with you. And after about the third one, he stands up a little taller. His eyes seem to get a little bit more focused.
I'm ready.
There he is. Yeah, why? Tough as nails you are. Good old Jim Bradley.
That's the Jim Bradley Cameron I know. Yes, there we go.
All right. Well.
Okay, cool. So during all of this, enough time has passed that the changing of the guard is about to take place. So Les kind of leads all of you outside of the inn to take your places. Like he said with his plan, the goal is to corral the majority of the goblins as they switch from day shift into night shift using the Wall of Stone cast by Jim Bradley Cameron. And then while they are corralled into their little pen, arrows of fire will rain down from the rooftops by some of the other freedom fighters there in town.
Nice.
While all of this is happening, the goal is to draw out the bugbear, which the three of you, four of you, will have to deal with on your own. So I need everybody to give me a stealth check as they head out to take their places.
Oh, hot titty. Modified 20.
18.
12.
Okay, cool.
18 for me.
Beautiful. Okay, so with the majority of your rolls, and the townspeople as a collection got a 15. So with the majority of your rolls, you're able to make your way out into the town. Everybody kind of takes their places. Jim Bradley Cameron is behind a partition of a wall, just kind of waiting and watching as the goblins begin to change their shift from day into night. When you look up across the buildings, you see the archers kind of take their place. They ready their bows. And the four of you, plus Arnold, so the five of you, are kind of waiting in the wings in the outskirts.
All right, wait. Before you split up, we have to have a signal. We have to have a word. Some sort of signal we can give the archers to rain down fire. What is it going to be?
Toddlers and tiaras.
Toddlers and tiaras.
And we'll say toddlers and tiaras.
Yeah, yes, it's got a nice ring to it. It's got some alliteration. It's good, yes.
Yeah.
All right, toddlers and tiaras it is. When you hear that, okay. Rain down for hell. All right. To positions.
Toddlers and tiaras.
No,
got
fucking
it.
Jim Bradley Cameron, listen to me. God damn it. I know your fucking wife died and your children are on their last legs.
She was so young.
I know, 90 days, but listen to me, okay?
Jim.
She was 90 days old?
No, they were engaged for 90 days before the purple portal ripped into shreds.
But she was 12.
Jim Bradley Cameron, this is your only point of fucking redemption. It's toddlers and tiaras. Patience is getting fucking thin with you. Now go over there and do your fucking job. And then I just like go off with everybody. Very eager to get this work so I can go home.
Yes.
I love it.
Okay, so everybody takes your places. You watch as the goblins begin to mill about and begin to change shifts. As you listen to them make their way through town. And as they are getting ready to change their positions, Jim Bradley Cameron comes out from the shadows and his jaw is set. There is a look of defiance in his eyes as he raises his hand and giant walls of stone erupt from the ground, shaking the rest of the area as the goblins are encircled in a giant wall of stone, all of them starting to panic because there is no escape now from where they are currently at.
Yes, we believed in you, Jim Bob Cameron James.
Right. They're trapped, so do we give the signal or not?
Okay, yes. All right, we gotta yell. We gotta yell. One, two, three.
Toddlers and Tiaras!
And as Toddlers and Tiaras is uttered, arrows of fire begin to rain down, entering into the goblins, turning them into green pincushions as you hear all of them.
I'm burning!
They begin to crawl and try to get out of the stone wall, but as they get closer and closer, another arrow comes through and knocks them back down on it to the floor. Just then, you hear a loud slamming door from behind.
What's all this ruckus out here?
As a giant bugbear becomes lumbering into
There's
view.
There's that nut-hitting, sacking son of a bitch.
Dalton, I immediately disguise self into a goblin.
Okay.
Leather yeah. bastard.
Yes.
Nice.
There seems to be a ruckus going on, sir. A few arrows from the tops of the buildings over there.
30 of my men are on fire. You think that's a few arrows?
Well,
what's your name, soldier?
Tickletip. I'm Tickletip, sir. I'm one of the infantrymen.
Give me a deception roll.
All right, Tickletip.
Yeah, one of the goblin infantry.
I'm goblin infantry.
First unit.
13 plus, 18.
Oh, fuck. Okay, he believes you. God damn it.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I'm but infantry, sir. Listen, I think 30 is negligible. We're a strong army, sir. I think we'll beat the bastards back.
What?
I'm Tickletip.
I heard you the first time, infantry man.
Okay. I'm just trying to get my name out there. We don't get a lot of FaceTime, you and me, and I really like... Anyway, what's the plan?
Okay, while this is happening, where are Alyssa and I and Les Paul? We're, like, obviously not...
Yes, you are still in the shadows. You are hidden. You have not made yourself known. You are watching attempt to try and sell this.
Guys, while Mike is distracting him, let's sneak around behind him.
No, that's Mike.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And do what? Slit his throat? I could shove my fist in his mouth, grab his esophagus. I could reach through his anus, pull out his intestines, anus.
Anything you want. I know you like strangling. We could do strangling, but...
I've graduated from strangling now.
Oh, I don't like that.
You'll see what that means.
I don't want to find out, but let's just get behind him, okay? Ranger. And then we can surprise attack him.
All right, I've got a plan. If you guys want to get his attention... Get really close to him. If you had to put a number on it, get within, I don't know, 5 feet of him. I can attack from the other side.
Okay, so we sneak within 5 feet of him, and then magic happens, Les Paul. That's when you clap your magic fingers and kill him, right? Is that your plan?
Actually,
killing him?
You actually nailed it. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm actually going to clap my fingers and some cool fucking shit is going to happen. I know you're not very well endangered about the Triton race, but this is a treat for you, my friend. I'm going to clap these wet cheeks of hands of mine and rain chaos of tidal wave of goodness. Let me tell you.
Oh, that is so cool.
I love that because my plan was going to be to shoot a fireball into his throat and erupt him from the inside, and then you could use your wave to fucking douse the flames. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that sounds actually pretty cool, too. I mean, that's pretty...
Tag team it, Alyssa.
Yeah, tag team it.
You want to throw something in there?
I got lightning.
What do you
want
to do?
I got lightning.
Oh, dude, that's the elements. That would be cool.
Once he's wet. Once he's
visually.
Wet.
Yeah. Dude, you're step three. Okay, beautiful. I love this.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do another, just the three of us, because I feel like the three of us, I know we're part of the good guys, like the whole team, but I feel like the three of us are like kind of our own little clique, and I just like you guys.
We're like the Tri in Trident.
Yeah. Team Trident, just the three of us. We get coffee every other Thursday, just us three?
Yes, and talk about our feelings. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Team Trident on three. One, two, but whisper. Two, three. Team Trident.
Team Trident.
So, what I was saying, sir, is I heard somebody from a rooftop say, bugbears, they're less evolved goblins, and, you know, they don't have a very high intelligence quotient. They should be Killed off as a race.
Sneaking music. Sort of,
I don't know what this is. So maybe it's a racist thing. Maybe it's a general attempt
we start,
to kill off
okay.
the bug.
But... By right, now sorry. We've made it behind him. And yeah. It's a racist thing, and I'm waving my arms to Mike to back off.
Andrew and Alyssa, give me a cell check with advantage.
I'm trying to have an interaction
with
him.
Mike has his full attention.
19.
18.
19, okay. Yes, both of you have successfully snuck behind. What did we decide his name was? Grout? Is that what we said? Sure. Yep, okay. Both of you have successfully snuck behind Grout as Mike has his full attention.
So who's been saying that bugbears are lesser evolved goblins? That's words of mutiny.
I know, it was like some guy in a hood and he had like a bow and arrow. He's like, this is for my mom. And he's like, bugbears, they're bad. They're a bad race.
As the Tickle Tip is distracting them, the other two have positioned themselves hidden through like a fire and some nearby bushes to get a good distance on them as they're close by. I'm just going to stick to my side of shadows on the other side. They're on the right, I'm on the left. And just start rubbing my hands together. That has these sort of leather fingerless gloves inside of them. And then I start rubbing the hands together and then they separate. And you see these particular like lit up aqua runes kind of light up into the leather. And as I separate my hands, this almost like, it looks like water is forming into these ice shards, almost like dagger-like as they... And as they form, I take two ends and snap them off. And I just shoot them out right at him as I start running towards him. As I'm going to try to hit him with sneak attack with an action and bonus action.
I love it.
Fuck yeah.
Nice. I love it. I love it. I love it. Give me a roll to hit at advantage because right. This is a sneak attack.
Get sneak attack, bitch.
17.
Beautiful. As these kind of icicle daggers form in your open palms and you shoot them forward, they land right into his side.
What was that?
As he looks down and starts bleeding from where these icicles have punctured into the side of his torso.
I'm also going to use, as I hit him, I'm going to use one of my maneuvers, one of my feats that I took, for it to be a goading attack. So I need him to make a wisdom saving throw as well.
Oh, nice.
Okay, cool. 14.
Fuck, DC's 14.
Damn, okay.
That's 25 points of force damage, by the way.
Nice.
25 points. Damn.
Okay, I see him get hit with the ice shard. I cock my fingy gun and I say, ooh. Nice ice. Let me melt that. And I jam my fingers down his throat, and I want to cast fireball down into his stomach.
Just finger his mouth.
Finger his mouth.
Like you
I
do.
I pinch his nipple. I'll do it.
All right, man.
I'm right there.
Let's do it.
I'm right there.
My other hand's free. Pinch his nipple.
I don't know.
It's Andrew, give me a roll to hit. Also advantage because you do have a surprise attack here.
First one's a natch 20.
Ooh.
Nice.
Okay, so max damage. It doesn't matter. You don't have to.
Okay.
Yay, less math.
Less math. Which
is part three.
It's
part three
20.
Of plan.
Yeah.
Do it.
The damage is 20.
Is 20? Yeah, 2d10.
Jesus Christ.
Does he erupt into flames? Is he internally combusting? What's going on here?
Andrew really wants just an explosion.
Did my plan work?
So, while the bugbear is distracted with these shards of ice sticking out of his torso, you do this weird, like, snake-like motion where you bob and weave in between his legs and somehow shimmy up his torso and quickly jam both of your fingers into his open mouth as he's screaming out in pain. And as you pull back your thumb as if you're cocking a gun, a mote of fire erupts down into his throat. And he begins to as smoke starts billowing out. And you watch the hair on his chest, on his stomach, start to singe from the outside the inside out. But he is still alive. He's got some fight left in him.
Oh yeah, his organs are just on fire though.
Yeah, his organs are melting.
Time for
Alyssa,
part three.
You have an action here.
Yes. Okay. I cast Guiding Bolt down on him. I create my little cloud of thunder and lightning right above his head, and that is in a 17 to hit.
Cool. So as Andrew has shot fire down into his throat and as Les has punctured his side with ice, Andrew does this little backflip off of the bugbear just in time.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh, you do. Really?
Somehow.
Give me a dexterity check, and we're going to see how well his backflip
is. You made me do it! You son of a bitch!
It was
I got a one! I got a one, you bastard!
Yeah, you look stupid doing it, though.
I, like, look on, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty... Oh, no.
So Andrew attempts to do a backflip off of this bugbear as he watches this rainbow lightning shoot down from the sky. And his kickoff is great, but his landing is terrible. And you hear an audible snap as his ankle breaks underneath him.
Oh, you fancy character yourself, dude. Oh,
that was the one with the toad. It was
Andrew,
the same one.
Jesus Christ.
Really unlucky with that leg, bro. Oh.
I was already never going to run again, but I'm never fucking running again.
And then the rainbow arcing lightning shoots down from the sky and turns the bugbear into a heaping, crispy pile of ash.
And that, Mr. Paul, is the power of TLC.
Right on.
Oh, wait. I've got it now. Today, we said yes to the dress.
Yeah.
No. Nice. Yeah.
Okay, so the Grawk the Bugbear is now a heaping pile of ash there in the middle of town. The screams from the goblins circled in stone have slowly started to cease, and you look over and you just watch black smoke billowing out of the wall of stone that was created.
I'm just going to go up to the bugbear in that pile of ash and just go, the price is wrong, bitch. And just kick him in the nads, whatever is left.
Yes.
Just whatever's left, torso, and just kick him in there and be like, that's from earlier, you son of a bitch.
Yes, absolutely. And then you hear cheers from the rooftops as the villagers are raising their hands and shaking.
We did it! We did it!
I shake myself back.
We knew your plan would work. Last you told us it would, and it worked.
That's right, I did. I said it would work, and then it finally did. You know, sometimes the third or fourth plan needs a bit of retooling before, you know, it's about workshopping. You gotta get it done a couple times till you find that right one that just hits it, you know?
And we did a lot of the heavy lifting, but this is also your victory. Yeah!
Yeah!
Give it up for yourselves!
Woo!
Wait, Les. Where do you think they're keeping Dalton?
That I'm not too sure. They went back into that pepper hole thing.
Ah, man. Yeah, I thought he was here.
This was all for nothing.
You know what? But look what you did. You helped out a town. You got the lives of all of these resistance fighters. You gave them meaning and hope again. You've gotten their town back. You should all feel very good about what you and I, especially me, what I did.
Well, there's 18 people to have this whole town all to yourselves. Have at it. I mean, take the riches. You can claim the biggest mansion yourselves. You guys are heroes.
We got some vengeance out. It makes me feel
everyone
better.
Else is dead. Fuck it.
I look through the ash for, I don't know, some clue.
For clues.
Or for something that he might have dropped. What's in the ash of the bugbear?
Cool. So you look through the ash of the bugbear and you find, miraculously, not sure how it survived, but you find a small picture, a painted picture of two bugbears that are kind of embracing almost like a arm around the other one, but they're younger, much, much younger. And you immediately recognize Clark.
I knew it.
As one of
it's as Clark's
one of the
brother.
I blow on the picture, try to save it. It's on fire a little bit.
Yeah.
They knew each other. Clark
and Jeff blasted him and Alyssa just blasted the other one. And
Hey, team effort. Hey.
Hey,
yeah, we all blasted them together. We all took a chance.
We
at blasting.
Did, but if there were charges brought, Alyssa would probably be the one on the bench. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, because he died after.
But you know what? Probably evil twin, of Clark. So what we did was good. I mean, he was enslaving these.
That's
this town.
True. Yeah, he committed war crimes.
But
yeah.
Wasn't he himself
wasn't a good guy.
Sort of a slave? I mean, he was being employed by someone who didn't really give him a choice.
I don't think we have to
that
think of it any
like
deeper.
That sounds like some Philosophy 101 shit. I think he just was a bad guy.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
I think those are feelings to like push down and never open back up.
Also in the ash, you find a gold ring set with a purple stone, much like Alyssa found in the witch's basement.
I put it on.
Only one who doesn't have a purple ring. It's cool. You can have it. I'm just a little.
So we're grave robbing now. Is that what we're doing? Oh, cool. There's some of the cool shit in there.
It's called the Spoils of War, Les. And you don't have the stomach for this, and that's why your town went to shit. Okay? This is how it goes.
You know what?
All right? We had a victory. We enjoy the victory.
You take that back, tickle fuck.
Right. You're still a goblin, dude. He's getting pissed at you. You got to change back into a person.
And I shake it. I'm like, no. I'm just a fat, dumb guy. No, I'm not a goblin. And, it's just me, Les. It's just me.
I'm putting two fingers to my eyes and putting them over to you.
Right.
This happens a lot with people. I really think sometimes some thoughts need to be inside thoughts.
I don't know, man. It's just people piss me off. What is it? What does this ring do again?
Point it.
So, Mike, as you put the ring on your finger, you hear the very familiar sound of a portal opening up in front of you, and it's that same chaotic violet hue of the portals that you have come to recognize being used by Neznar and his crew.
Heavy.
Well, guys, I think we're going to finally find Dalton.
You all have a great time with that.
You don't want to come?
Alyssa, it's a religion-only trip. I mean, I like the guy, but...
I mean,
I was just saying, he fought really well back there. It's always good to have allies.
Got a bird, okay? Birds eat fish. If we put them together, eventually Arnold's going to fucking kill that guy, and I don't want to deal with
that. Listen, I know I'm very high-in-demand warrior. I've got cheekbones that could cut glass. I get it. I know.
Yes. I'd eat you on my planet. I'd eat you raw with some rice.
In a hot way.
You know what I mean?
You are in this moment.
It's a compliment.
It's a compliment. No, it's a compliment where I'm from. Yeah. I'd eat you up because you know what, Les? Jokes aside, you showed a lot of bravery today. I mean, you led all of us and the group that you made safe at the tavern. You roused the troops and made your plan happen.
I aroused many of those troops.
The troops.
If anybody aroused the troops, I aroused the troops. Remember the speech?
That's true. It was a team effort led by my strategic prowess.
Yes.
I do remember the speech that Les gave in the tavern. It was awesome.
Yeah, remember when I said Jim's full three names?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone remembers.
With the microphone?
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
And no one else. Exactly. Nothing else happened. But anyway, it's been so great to meet you, Les. I understand you need to get back home and you need
you are formidable allies as well, and maybe the Trident Kingdom could call upon you for aid at some point. And when I'm at the head of the Crimson Tide and calling the shots.
I will be. I'm going to talk to my guy.
Right. You talk to your guy.
I'm going
to
talk to my guy, okay?
Your friend Les Poe.
You help us out, we help you. We kind of help you out twice.
But here, and I'll reach into one of my little side satchels that I have underneath my captain's coat and give you this small conch. So if there's ever a time that you need my aid. One time, though. This isn't a repeatable fucking thing, okay? One time.
Okay.
Better make it
but
good, because I want people to sing songs underneath the water about my adventures, which is very hard. He's got lots of bubbles, and air is hard to come under the water. So make it count.
Yeah.
And I just hand that over to you guys.
Thank you. I grab the conch. I don't want to hold this the whole time. Alyssa? And I hand it to Alyssa.
Oh, yeah. Person it up right next to the tacos.
Thanks,
person
Alyssa.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
And thank you, Les, for everything.
You said it already. We said that already.
Yeah.
Less.
You know.
We said it already.
Sorry. We're very Midwestern. Yeah. We say goodbye five times.
No, we got to cut it off here. This is
all
right.
I appreciate you. Here, bring it in. Bring it in. And I'll try to, like,
have
a group hug. And as I go, and it's just, gross, moist, kind of sweaty, having a long bike ride kind of feeling.
All right.
Around everyone.
He's got suction cups on his legs.
There's, webs
that's
coming
good.
Out from the armpits and, through being the fingers. Yes, bring it in.
Now it's good. Now it's
got eggs. You've got eggs under your
No, that's a rash. It's something I got to deal with. It's different for Tritons, yes.
All right. With that, Les, goodbye. We'll see you again, probably. And good luck. Give us a conch.
Right. I look around the decimated, destroyed town.
It is the shadow of its former self.
That there's fire behind me, raging as the corpses of goblins are there, drunken, depressed, emotionally damaged remnants of the town's inhabitants above. And I go, well, my work here is done. I think the Crimson Tide.
We did good.
Gonna be very happy about the progress I made here today. And then I put my hands together, and that illuminated blue turquoise rune shines in my palm. And as I put my hands away from each other, this long, sort of watery liquid trident becomes ice and solid. And I sit it on the ground until we meet again, friends. And any pool of water that is collected nearby just sort of gathers underneath my feet as this mini sort of tidal wave just rogues me out.
Carries him away.
Jeez, everything about him is so cool.
He looked like the guy from SpongeBob.
I don't like moist people either.
That's just how they talk underwater.
It's the smell for me. Made me hungry.
It's the smell too.
Are we ready?
Some cool visuals. Yeah, we're ready. I trip over some goblins on the way, like just some corpses. On the way to the portal, and we all go through the portal.
Yes. One by one, Andrew, Mike, Alyssa, and Arnold make their way through the portal. Whereabouts? Unknown.
Our would-be heroes are now closer than ever to finding their friend Dalton, and with another purple portal opening up in front of them, chances are better than ever that he's on the other side, but probably not. And what about their new ally, Les Paul? Will he finally be accepted to the Crimson Tide, or will he realize that Andrew is full of shit? Hey, wait a minute, who wrote this? Huh? I am not full of shit. I told Les we would get him to the Crimson Tide, and I meant it, gosh darn it. But speaking of Les, let's give it up one more time for our incredible guest, Kevin Parr, aka Dice Cream Sandwich. It was an absolute blast having him in the studio today. We can't wait to do it again. But while we wait, be sure to check out our next episode on August 8th. And as always, thank you to our patrons, Dran, Cameron, Oakley, Robert, and Packrat, for your continued support of the show. And if you want a shout out just like that one, be sure to subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/dungeonradiohour. Until next time, keep the volume up, the dial tuned in, and always say yes to adventure. Bye for now, kids.
I was going to just like be one of the guards and be like, my fiance was wed to me for only 90 days as well before she was taken.
That's what ripped her in half.
Oh, God.
Hey, Game Masters.
Are you sick of cliche stories that leave your players falling asleep?
Do you suffer from low engagement at your gaming table?
Do you struggle with creating interesting plots and engaging NPCs?
Do your players laugh at your tiny dice rolls?
Well, we can't help you with that one. But we can help you level up your gaming. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Josh.
We discuss the topics that matter the most when you're being a GM.
Be that better map design, telling gripping mysteries, or just not killing off your players in an adversarial way. I mean... yeah.
Join us at Level Up Your Gaming, a tabletop RPG podcast, every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts.